President John Dramani Mahama will today officially inaugurate Ghana's second largest hydroelectric generating plant at Bui in the Bono Afo region. The $622 million project will overall provide the country with an additional 400 megawatts of electricity. In May this year, President Mahama inaugurated one of the generating units for trial and to also cushion Ghanaians against power rationing, which became known as Dumso Dumso. Our correspondent, Seth Eyah, traces the history of the Bui Dam project in this write-up.
The Bui Dam is built on the Blackwater River, the Bui Gorge, at the southern end of the Bui National Park. The project is a collaboration between the government of Ghana and Sinohydro, a Chinese construction company. In 2008, former President J.A. Kufuor cut the sword for work to begin on the dam. Construction of the main dam began in December 2009. The Bui Hydroelectric Dam had first been envisaged in 1925 by the British-Australian geologist and naturalist Albert Ernest Kitson when he visited the Bui Gorge. The dam had been on the drawing board since the 1960s when Ghana's largest dam, the Akonsombo Dam, was built further downstream on the Volta River. By 1978, planning for the Bui Dam was advanced with support from Australia and the World Bank. In 1992, the project was revived and a first feasibility study was conducted by the French firm Coin et Bellier. 7 years later, the Volta River Authority signed an agreement with U.S. firms Halliburton and Brown and Root to build the dam without issuing a competitive bid. The Kufuor administration, which had taken over power in January 2001, shelved the project. However, in 2002, the project was revived. An international call for tender was issued, but only a single company submitted a bid and the tender was cancelled. In 2005, the Chinese company Sinohydro submitted an unsolicited bid for the dam together with funding from the Chinese Exim Bank. The government accepted the bid and the Ministry of Energy signed contracts for an environmental impact assessment in December 2005, as well as an updated feasibility study in October 2007. The government created the Bui Power Authority in August 2007 to oversee the construction and operation of the project and the associated resettlement. Responsibility for the dam was thus transferred from the Volta River Authority, which until then had been responsible for the development and operation of all power projects in Ghana. In January 2008, preparatory construction began, and in December 2008, the river was diverted, and a year later, construction on the main part of the dam began. It is being financed by the government of Ghana's own resources of $60 million and two credit facilities by the China Exim Bank, a concessional loan of $270 million at 2% interest, and a commercial loan of $292 million. Both loans have a grace period of 5 years and an amortization period of 20 years. The proceeds of 30 tons per year of Ghana's cocoa exports to China, which are placed in an escrow account at the Exim Bank, serve as collateral for the loan. Once the dam becomes operational, 85% of the proceeds of electricity sales from the hydro plant will go to the escrow account. If not, all the proceeds are needed to service the loan. The remainder reverts to the government of Ghana.
That was our correspondent Seth Eyah's write-up on the history of the Bui Dam project. Meanwhile, President Mahama has arrived in Sunyan to a tumultuous welcome. Apart from inaugurating the Bui Hydroelectric Dam, he will later address a Durbar of chiefs and people of the region in Sunyan.